Welcome. Theodore Payne Foundation's Wildflower Hotline is made possible by donations and memberships. Please support the hotline today. All locations are easily accessible and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. Heading into April, the beginning of peak bloom is on at Prisk Native Garden in Long Beach, just in time for the garden's annual open house events. Visitors are welcome on Sundays, April 7th and April 14th, from 1 to 4 p.m. The garden and schoolyard habitat is nearly 30 years mature and is looking fabulous. Blooms come and go every year, but each spring it's as if this gorgeous display of blooms is captivating us for the very first time. The wildflower color palette includes yellows of tiny tips, meadow foam, and seep monkey flower growing happily in the creek. Warm shades of orange and red include desert paintbrush, desert mallow, and orange-yellow bush monkey flowers, claiming territory throughout the garden. Shimmering orange California poppies are everywhere there is space, soil, and sun. Shades of blue and purple emerge from seaside daisy and the three penstemon cousins, desert penstemon, showy penstemon, and Palmer's penstemon. More cool shades paint baby blue eyes, purple owl's clover, lacy phacelia, and the cute little five spot. Hummingbirds are enticed to nectar-rich hot pink fairy dusters and deep pink coral bells growing in the shade garden. The cactus collection is showcased by red-pink Engelmann's hedgehog blossoms. Finally, royalty appears in the garden in the form of the White Canyon Snow Cyrus. There is a flowing stream and fish pond complex, and a new vernal pool. The ephemeral plant species there are just starting to pop. See you the next two weekends, and we can always say that your trip to Prisk will never disappoint. There are many reasons to visit the Environmental Nature Center in Newport Beach. The pollinator garden is a wonderful opportunity to learn about garden plants that attract insects and bird pollinators. Sunny yellows from brittlebush, California encelia, golden Indian mallow, and lavender-flowered yerba buena are handsome shrubs that are hardy and attractive to pollinators. Umbrella-like clusters of flowers seen on common yarrow provide perfect platforms for visiting butterflies to rest and feed. Assorted buckwheat species and coral bells, along with mule fat found in sunny, shady, and riparian habitats, are good nectar stops for bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds. Cobweb thistle, flannel bush, and sages will always have pollinators hanging around. In Anza Borrego Desert State Park, the wildflower displays are withering around the popular viewing spots of Borrego Springs. The flower bloom is beginning to move up to higher elevations. Visitors need to plan on staying in Anza longer and discover the many canyon trails. That means getting out of the car and hiking. Good canyons to visit are Hell Hole and Glorieta Canyons and the Hawk Canyon Loop. Coyote Canyon and the Cactus Loop Trail are excellent sites to see the hot pink blooms on beaver tail cacti and crowns of yellow flowers perched atop California barrel cacti. Other cactus species are also in peak flowering. The Montezuma Grade, Route S-22, into Anza, is looking significantly better, benefiting from the warmer weather. There are now enough yellow brittlebush plants in bloom to make a decent display. They have been joined by one large patch of yellow desert dandelion on a flat spot along the grade that's escaped the recent roadside mowing. Elsewhere along the road, Parrish's poppies that similarly escaped the mowing grow in many locales. At the bottom of the grade, Fremont's pincushion is now in good bloom, adding white waves foaming in the sea of yellow desert dandelion. Several ocotillos have begun to bloom nicely as well. Go for an adventure, but always be well prepared for desert hikes. And that's it for this week. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of these and more wildflower sites. The next report will be available on Friday, April 12th. Theodore Payne Foundation's Native Plant Garden Tour is April 13th and 14th. Tickets and details at nativeplantgardentour.org.